It's the most all-star studded challenge ever. And this time, it's every competitor for themselves.
Best challenge ever!
The Challenge All-Stars. New season now streaming on Paramount Plus. Go to ParamountPlus.com to try it free. Terms apply.
The hit Paramount Plus original docuseries returns.
The last time I saw Max, he looked at us laughing, and then everything changed in a blink of an eye.
My feeling as a detective is that he was murdered.
Yahoo Entertainment calls it a spine-chilling docuseries showcasing real-life tragedies.
What if it was your child who went missing?
We need to know the truth.
Never seen again. Now streaming on Paramount Plus.
Hello and welcome back to the Wildcat Scoop podcast. I'm your host, Shelby Shear, here with
Jason Shear.
And Arizona men's basketball just finished defeating Oregon State. Yes, I saw you guys on Twitter. Yes, I said Oregon a couple times last night. Whatever. Final score was 1,000,252. Or it really felt like 1,000,000, but it was 84-52. And I actually got to watch all the second half from home with my best friend when our kids were playing in the other room.
Game was already over at that point.
It was, but she doesn't get to watch basketball that much, so we had a good time.
Excuse me. Any White Claws involved?
No, we didn't. We
pillow fights.
Do that. No comment. It was a great game, and that it was over already by like the first 10 minutes. Jason was thrilled. I'm sure he was doing crossword puzzles or something during the game.
Sudoku.
Was this the top 10 most exciting game of all time, Jason?
You know, once in a while, we get some snoozers in McHale. And at one point, I started talking with a couple people I haven't talked to in a while because I was so bored. We were just talking.
Did you turn to the person right to your neck next to you?
No, it was on my phone. I
thought it was like you didn't want to talk to anyone next to you.
No. So I was texting with some people, and I was just like, I'm bored. This is a boring game. It just wasn't. I mean, if you're an Arizona fan, you loved it. But, you know, I like decent basketball games, and this was.
It's hard to watch.
Yeah, it's pretty much what we thought. I mean, one team was considerably more talented than the other, and when a talented team is playing well and a non-talented team is not playing well, this is kind of what you get.
What was the difference tonight?
Everything. Well, I mean, look, you asked me in the preview if there's any path to an Oregon State upset, and I said no. I mean, Oregon State was never winning this game. You know, I said the spread felt small, and it wound up, and it was 20. And it wound up being too small. They won by 32. The difference was just that Arizona, you know, that first meeting, if you remember, was only a 12-point game, and that's because Oregon State had two guys go nuts. Bilodeau went nuts in the first meeting. He only had 5 points in this one. And then Michael Rataj went nuts in the first meeting. He only had 5 points in this one on 4 of 10 shooting. I think they had like 17 and 18 or something stupid. And I said the only way Oregon State would be in the game if those two went nuts and Jordan Pope went nuts and he only had 11 points. So the difference was that Arizona was focused and just a considerably better team. I mean, it's not rocket science. The recipe for an upset is the better team isn't focused and isn't shooting well, and the other team is hot from the field. That's usually, you know, and usually it happens at home as opposed to the road upset, and that just isn't happening at this point in the season. Arizona is very, very focused.
They're dialed in. It also helps that a whole bunch of top 25 teams lost today. That always is exciting.
Nailed that. Yeah. Don't want to brag.
Jason predicted quite a few things, and some people flamed him a little bit, especially for.
Oh, I picked Indiana beating Purdue.
Yeah.
That was an easy one, I thought. It got a little shaky.
Yeah, Purdue did come back a little bit at one point.
Got a little shaky. Oregon beating ASU was nice. Pac-12 wise, you know, this upcoming week is very big in the Pac-12. We'll get to that later on, but Arizona goes to the Bay Area. Cal sucks, but at Stanford, you never know. But USC and UCLA got to play at Oregon, and you just never know what Oregon team's going to show up. So this is kind of a big week in that regard.
Okay. No, I can't see it.
Shelby's yelling at me for putting the questions up when the questions are literally right there.
It's kind of small in the corner.
That's what she said.
How nice was it to see the bench get those minutes? Boom, bow, make that money, boys.
My favorite player got 23 minutes. His name is Casey Abekwe. He's on Oregon State.
So okay, that helped Arizona, right?
Yeah, he's 280 pounds. Just pure muscle. He should be playing football. But it was 2 of 7 from the free throw line. So that's my
guess.
I'm assuming you want to know about Arizona.
I was talking of Arizona, yes.
Oregon State scored 52 points. Arizona's bench scored 36 points. And the big thing was, you know,
if you want to win your fantasy football league, it starts right now. The offseason is the best time to get ahead of the competition. We'll help you win your league on the Fantasy Football Today podcast, part of CBS Sports Podcast Network. Fantasy Football Today has 3 episodes every week following the latest news, giving you early rankings, early sleepers, breakouts, and busts. So if you're a dedicated fantasy football manager, check out the most dedicated podcast, Fantasy Football Today. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found.
This is Tony Kornheiser's show. I'm Tony. You expected someone else? So what exactly is the show about? I don't know. It's a sports show nominally. Football's over, but we're finally at a point where things matter in college basketball, and baseball season is on deck. Greatest 3 words in the English language, pitchers and catchers. We have some of the best voices come on and explain what matters or what makes an upset, like Ryan does, 9-8. No, that's not an upset. No, yeah, it is, Bob. And if you're lucky, I might just tell you about my search for discounted sleep pants or my worries about what my dog just ate. Listen on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's funny, we have a big old argument discussion on Wildcat Authority about depth and if it's overrated. And it is overrated come tournament time. You don't need a large rotation. The rotation narrows. Even if you're one of these teams that play 8 or 9 guys during the regular season, you don't during the NCAA tournament. You narrow your rotation.
But it's good to have those guys on the bench.
It was good to see Julius Tubelis go from playing 38 minutes and scoring 40 points, and he was clearly exhausted, to he plays 23. And Tommy Lloyd said him and Kirk Creuso went to Tommy at halftime and goes, we really don't need to play in the second half if you don't want us to. Like, this game's over. We're up 26. You know, Kirk Creuso, 21. Umar, 23. Courtney Ramey, 25. Cedric, it was nice. Let's just say that. It was nice to see the starters be able to kind of relax. And, by the way, Azulis, 23 minutes, and he still scored 19 points. He's ridiculous. But, you know, I take a look at the bench. Philly B, my guy, was able to play 8 minutes and score 4 points. I think the biggest beneficiary tonight was Adema Ball. You know, Tommy Lloyd complimented him and said, look, I believe in Adema. It's just that it's the effort play. It's the defense. It's the rebounding. Everyone kind of knows that he could shoot. And the first play that Adema made was an effort play. And that's why he continued to play more minutes, is because he made an effort play on the rebound and scored 8 points. I thought Kylan Boswell was fantastic, especially defensively. Vassar comes in, gets the dunk, and 2 rebounds, 2 assists. And, you know, Dylan Anderson comes in and, you know, got his shots up. We'll just say that was pretty aggressive. But, you know, the ability to even Pella, you know, yeah, we look at Pella. Pella comes off the bench, but we look at him as a starter pretty much, and he only played 23 minutes. And it was nice. And, you know, we may see a scenario next week where the bench plays against Cal, but they go to Stanford and it's a closer game and the bench doesn't play. And Henry Vassar and Dylan Anderson and Adem Ball aren't getting minutes. That's just where we're at this point of the season. But I think the biggest takeaway is the fact that the bench came in, and I thought they gave clearly their best minutes of the season in this game. I thought that was obvious that they were playing well, and they were playing in legitimate minutes. Yeah, the game was out of reach, but it wasn't like Tommy just put them in with 2 minutes to go and said, give me 2 good minutes. They were playing as real a minutes as they'll probably see for the rest of the season.
All right. I think you've done a bit of it, but any shout-outs tonight?
I'm going to shout you out, Shelby.
Thanks, babe.
You went to Peter Piper Pizza and made it home for the second half. I went, I don't know where I went. That was such a bad game.
I point out as well, I went to Peter Piper. We went there for Brielle's birthday, and I had dinner also with your parents. Yes. And my best friend and her daughter.
There you go.
It was a great day. And I judged an art festival this morning.
Okay, now this is stupid.
I took our kid to an event in Marana.
I sat home with our daughter who broke up with her boyfriend and watch college basketball to cheer her up.
Yeah, more for you though. Like, no, she turned to me
and she said, "Dad, I don't know how I would get through this without watching college basketball." And I said, "Honey, I know the feeling. The key to the marriage between you and your mother is college basketball."
Yeah, I don't see Aurora saying that.
Anyway, what you were
maybe
saying.
Brielle.
Can you please be quiet?
Okay.
Shoutouts. I thought Courtney Ramey quietly had a really good game. 11 points, 6 rebounds, 3 assists, no turnovers. You know, Tommy Lloyd is not one to talk about national awards, but he made sure today after the game to say, look, Azulis Tubelis is a first-team All-American. And he said, quote, "You will have to sit me down and convince me he's not." 19 points, 8 rebounds in 23 minutes, and he got battered. I mean, they were trying to take him out of the game. Kirk Kreisa, you know, 6 assists, 2 turnovers, 2-for-5 shooting. I like how everyone played. I mean, in a game like this where you're scoring 84 points.
They did what they should do.
Right. Like, it's not, like, it's a shout-out for everyone. I didn't watch the game and go, man, that guy played poorly. Except for Todd Vilas. But he was 0 for 3. It was awesome.
Yeah, that was a
bummer. He said, "My mom is here, and I'm going to get every shot I could possibly get up." It was awesome. And that was fun. No, but it was fun. Everything's fun. And everybody's fun. That's all I got.
Everything's fine.
Yeah. It was just one of them days. Don't take it. By the way, Shelby, do you know how old Colin Boswell is?
I heard only one time in the broadcast, and only once. I believe they mentioned that he is 17 until April.
Yeah.
But I only heard it one time.
Yeah.
Not every other minute.
No.
That didn't happen.
Do you think I'm thinking, I got a lot of good t-shirt ideas. How old is Kylan Boswell? And then on the back, just his birth date.
Ooh, yeah. Make people do math. That's really good. Also, it stays evergreen, so you can just have it forever.
Right.
Matt Muehlbach really liked to talk about that all the time.
Yeah, it was almost like a running.
And then they had a Matt Muehlbach highlight reel, like when he was the player.
Never lost to McHale.
And, you know, he never lost to McHale. 64-0. Pretty good record.
It's not 69-0, though, I'll tell you that.
5 games short of a 69.
Sometimes we all fall short. Anyway, it's late. As you can tell, good night, everyone. Jesus. And, yeah, I mean, we just broke down the Beavers, and Shelby's done. Good night.
Bear down.
I hope you all understand from the end of that podcast that people look, when they're looking at Shelby and I am the mature one. Shelby, you can't even take out.
I am very mature.
She's trying not to laugh.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.